I give fragrant thoughts, for the perfume remains in my hands. This is instant inspiration, instant illumination. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Instant illumination. I give fragrant thoughts, for the perfume remains in my hands. Mm-hmm. Here on the mountain, we walk around the meditation path, and occasionally we reach down and pull a weed out that's growing on the path. As they do grow there, our feet don't trod the path often enough to trod down the weeds, so we sometimes have to pull out the little fellows and throw them off to the side. So the path is clear and beautiful to walk along. Now, as we pull out these weeds with our hands, sometimes they have a very distinct odor to them. And you smell your hands, you say, yuck, you know, or you feel your hands and they're sort of sticky. There's sort of stickiness to it and makes your hands feel very unkind. So you take your hands and rub them in the sand and rub off the stickiness. But you see, really, those type of things that we pull those weeds out to make the path more beautiful are not thought about because they're thrown aside. And the path is more glorious. Our thoughts are like this too. What kind of thoughts do we give? What kind of thoughts do we share with the world? What kind of thoughts are most important for us? And those thoughts are the ones that are a blessing to us and to all of our creation. We know that we are number one, and as number one, we sit on top. We are right on top of everything. Not over other people, but on top of everything. And so, we look around us at our creation, and we see that it is good and very good, as God should very definitely do. See, all creation is good and very good, because all is God. Everything that's created is created by God, and so therefore, it is good and very good, as first chapter of Genesis tells us. Now, if we look around and we see all good and very good, we respond to it as good and very good. We bring the bouquet of our thoughts, and we bring the fragrance of our thoughts, and we give them to those in our world. When we see others, we say, wow, what a beautiful dinner you made last night. That was really nice. Or we say, gee, that was very nice pudding that you put together. Or, hey, I like the way you fried those potatoes. You did it with a very specialness that each potato was absolutely perfectly brown and tender, done from top to toe, and it was really nice. Hey, you know, the love you put into that salad in preparing it to look beautiful and yet be full so it can be eaten happily, it was very nicely done, really beautifully done. Or, you know, as I look at you and I see you in the kitchen, you're working, doing the different things on the food preparation that you do, and you're singing and you're joyous and you're happy, and anyone comes up to you and says, hey ho, and you say, why, sure, you are just as happy as can be because you're doing what you love, you're doing what you can. You are giving the fragrance of your beauty, of yourself, to whatever action you're doing, whether it's making food, preparing a meal, or writing a letter, or talking and counseling to someone on the phone, or whether it's in preparing the gist, or whether it's in mailing the gist, whether it is handling anything at all. I look at the way Ingeborg walks out into the yard. Here she is, our young spring chicken. She's, I don't know, 78, 79 now. And she walks around the yard with, doesn't walk, she drives her green golf cart. And she goes around and she has a trash can in her golf cart. And whenever she sees anything that is a piece of loose paper or a stick or something out of place, she picks it up, puts it in the trash container, and she takes it over to the dumpster and puts it in there. Now, I say, Ingeborg, you're working too hard. Well, those sticks you pick up are pretty heavy. Why are you doing that? She says, I like it to be clean. Now, is that work for her? No, that's a pleasure. Is she doing it because she wants attention? No, she's doing it because she likes to see those things put away. Are those sticks indeed perfume in her hands? Are they a lovely flower with a fragrance so glorious that when she's done, the path that she has walked is 100% better than it was before she came along? We can recognize that, and we can give kudos for that. We can say, wow, that was great, Ingeborg, you're doing just fine, you know. And as we say that, what happens? What happens? She feels a lot better too. She feels 10 feet tall too. You see, I give fragrant thoughts, for the perfume remains in my hands. Every thought that I think is fragrant. Every thought that I speak is fragrant. And every thought resulting in action is fragrance too. Think about these things. Think how wonderful your life and your world are because of the thoughts that you give out, because of the love that you give out through your thoughts. Now, having good thoughts, good ideas in your mind is one thing. Sharing them lovingly in the world is another. Now, manipulating other people with your thoughts to get what you want, that's not a harmonious thing. But to work with other people out of the kindness of your being, out of the joy of your being, out of the wonderment of your being, that is fun. And that kind of fun is very easy to come by. It's very easy to experience. And you can experience it, and I can experience it. But what is it that we really want to do? What is it that we really want to understand and know? Are you ready for it? Are you ready to understand and know and enjoy these things? If you are, then you are the fragrance too. You are not only the giver of the beautiful thoughts, the giver of the beautiful fragrance, but you are the receiver. And you see, when we live in a beautiful garden, and all about us are the fragrance of these lovely flowers, life is very, very fulfilling. When we live in a skunk patch where skunk cabbage grows, and you smell that all day long, and you think to yourself, oh my goodness sakes, that is so strong. And pretty soon, after a while, you don't smell the skunk cabbage anymore. It's still there. Other people smell it, but you don't. Because you become acclimated to it, and you become jaded to it, and you no longer are aware of it. Unfortunately, we all live in a grand garden filled with beautiful flowers. Unfortunately, just hold it a minute, I'm not done. Unfortunately, we live in a beautiful garden filled with lovely flowers, with fragrance beyond any contemplation we could ever say. And yet, we have become jaded to it. We no longer smell the fragrance. We no longer differentiate between the flowers and their beautiful fragrance. We think only that, here, this is my job, this is my work, and life settles back to be a sort of a nothing experience. However, if we can train ourselves every day to smell some new fragrance, and be aware yet of the fragrance we smelled the days before, then we are really working in a wonderful frame of mind. We are really working in the garden of heaven, in the garden of the divinity that we are. This takes a little bit of attention, because it's so easy for us. Oh, ho, ho, it's so easy for us to forget that. It's so easy for us to do it day after day after day. And when we do it with love, when we do it by recognizing that this is a glorious thing that we're participating in, then it is a glorious thing that we're participating in. It's fantastic. It's glorious. It's marvelous. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. But we have to keep reminding ourselves. Now, you say, if I'm a girl, and I know I'm a girl, then I'm a girl, and I don't have to remind myself I'm a girl. And if I'm a boy, I'm a boy. I don't have to remind myself I'm a boy. However, sometimes the girl forgets that she's a girl, and she starts acting like a boy. She starts taking the the mannerisms that a boy has. And sometimes a boy takes the mannerisms that a girl has. And we think, that's very interesting. Can we have the mannerisms of both the boy and the girl in us? Can we have the mannerisms of gentleness and caring and power and knowingness? Can we have these? Well, we do, and we are. Ours is to be aware at all times what we are shining forth from us. Are we shining forth carnations or roses or both? Are we shining forth daisies or tulips? What are we shining forth? Are we shining forth skunk cabbage? Or are we shining forth rhubarb? What are we shining forth? We can shine forth all these things because they give the lovely variety, the lovely fragrances that are so salubrious, so healthy, so health-giving to us, that it's just a lot of fun. And it is a really fabulous experience for all of us. I give fragrant thoughts, for the perfume remains in my hands. Now, as you go through the garden meditation paths of your life, pull those weed thoughts out, if you will, throw them to the side, or don't even notice them in the first place, and you just trample them down. But remember the belly flowers, where you lie down on the pathway and you see those little flowers that are no longer than a quarter of an inch or even a half an inch long, maybe an inch at the max, and you look at them and you say, what beautiful colors, like a carpet of color for which I may walk. And as I walk, they spring right back up again. They're just glorious and beautiful. Find the flowers in life. They're all about us. And as we find the flowers in life and enjoy them, we take on the fragrance of the flower itself. And let our words and our thoughts, let the ideals that we hold be the beautiful flower that is of love, sharing, caring, wonderful beingness. For that's who we really are. And that's kind of a nice thing to be, isn't it? Think on these things. Let it be your instant illumination, just as it is mine. I love you. I love you. I love you.